The story broke Wednesday in the college newspaper. The Albany Student Press carried the headline, "Cashing in on cheating. Student-run operation charges money for completion of online assignments." The paper says it received and verified information provided by anonymous students that as many as 500 students have been paying other students to do their assignments. Those involved were reportedly enrolled in Professor Peter Ross's Computer Applications in Business course. The story found its way into the Times Union Friday morning. The news came as no surprise to UAlbany student and WAMC News intern Matthew Don Diego.
I had friends that were talking about it. They said that the professor hasn't changed the course in a number of years, and that when you enroll in the class, it's kind of known that, or expected to, be able to cheat on the assignments.
Transactions were said to have been accomplished via social networking. The ASP published the name and Facebook account of the student who allegedly masterminded the scheme. Brooke Ballard could not be reached and may have taken his Facebook page down. He told the Times Union he does not charge anyone for completion of assignments, but explained he offers tutoring to students and help on specific questions if they ask. The executive board of the Albany Student Press responded to a request for comment by email, quote, "Only time will tell if this sort of alleged scandal will tarnish the reputation of the university. It is difficult to tell right now, and to speculate would be dangerous. Unfortunately, this sort of activity takes place all across the nation at all sorts of schools. To speculate on the impact now would be premature." Dr. Maggie Kerwin is the interim provost and vice president for academic affairs at the College of St. Rose in Albany. She says cheating is a national problem, not unique to SUNY.
One of the things we try to do is switch the equation. Instead of policing, and of course we do have a police mechanism, but instead of policing, we try to promote academic integrity.
Late last summer, news broke that 125 Harvard students were implicated in a cheating scandal stemming from collaboration on a final exam in a political science class. Harvard now is weighing whether to introduce a student honor code. I asked UAlbany senior Matthew Don Diego if he thought cheating students might be driven by pressure to succeed in today's world, where tuition tends to run high, leaving graduates in serious debt.
I definitely think that for larger universities, especially using Harvard as the example, that the pressure to do well when paying so much money definitely comes into effect. I don't think cheating is the answer, but I think it definitely factors in that they're paying for their education, and they're fearing that they won't do as well. For UAlbany students in particular, I don't think that the financial burden is necessarily why they're cheating. I think that it's known that it's easy to get away with cheating in some of the larger classes. And I think that it's an easy way out for a lot of students.
Addressing the allegations of student misconduct, UAlbany also responded to a request for comment by email, quote, "The university takes any violation of its student code of conduct very seriously, including academic dishonesty and fraud, and is conducting a thorough investigation. If warranted, such cases are referred to the university's Office of Conflict Resolution for appropriate disciplinary sanctions." Robert Baker is director of ethics across the curriculum at Union College in Schenectady.
What the students did was a fundamental betrayal of trust of the relationship that they have with their professors. It also says that they think of education as a series of hoops that they have to jump through in order to get a scrap of paper that'll give them an entitlement to certain kind of positions in society, rather than a way of developing a knowledge base and skill set that will improve themselves and contribute to the world around them.
Brooke Ballard, the student reportedly at the heart of UAlbany's scandal, told the Times Union he is disgusted that the student paper named him as a cheat. He is exploring legal options and expects to be cleared at a school hearing this week. Professor Ross told the TU he is determining which students cheated. He conceded he doesn't know how far that activity extends. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.